This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. Few saw it coming before the season began, and even at midseason. But with excellent quarterbacking and a dominant defense, the Raiders won the NFL's big prize 40 years ago. From 1967 to 1977, the Raiders had been one of the top teams in professional football, reaching the postseason every year except for 1971. They had played in 9 AFL-AFC championship games, winning 2 of them, and then 2 Super Bowls, winning 1. But 1978 was a disappointing year. In a preseason game against the New England Patriots, Raiders defensive back Jack Tatum's hit resulted in Patriots receiver Darryl Stingley getting paralyzed. The play seemed to cast a dark cloud over the team. Quarterback Ken Stabler threw 30 interceptions and only 16 touchdowns. Receiver Cliff Brand scored only 1 touchdown the entire season, and the Raiders failed to reach the playoffs for the first time since 1971. They finished the year 9-7. To no surprise, 1979 brought change. Coach John Madden retired, and assistant coach Tom Flores took over. Future Hall of Famers Willie Brown and Fred Biletnikoff retired. Defensive tackle Otis Sistrunk retired too. And the team traded hard-hitting defensive back George Atkinson to the Denver Broncos. There was more. Defensive end John Matusek spent most of the season on the injured list. And Pro Bowl running back Mark Van Egan had a disappointing year, running for just 818 yards after having 3 seasons in a row with over 1,000 yards. It all added up to another dismal 9-7 record. The team missed the playoffs for the 2nd year in a row. More changes followed. Before starting the 1980 season, Al Davis announced that the team would be moving to Los Angeles. NFL Commissioner Pete Rozelle blocked the move, and the two ended up locked in a court battle. There were on-the-field changes, too. 3 of their top players were put on the trading block. Quarterback Ken Stabler, defensive back Jack Tatum, and linebacker Phil Villapiano. Few expected much from the 1980 Oakland Raiders, and the first 5 games didn't change that thinking. Oakland opened with a win over the Kansas City Chiefs, but lost the following week in overtime to the San Diego Chargers. A win in Week 3 against the Redskins gave hope. The team was 2-1, but Week 4 saw a 5-turnover, 24-7 loss to the Buffalo Bills, and Week 5 was worse, a 31-17 loss to the Chiefs. Hope was fading for this 2-3 team, not just because of the way the team was playing, but because the new starting quarterback, Dan Pastorini, suffered a broken leg against Kansas City and was out for the season. The team would now be led by backup quarterback Jim Plunkett, who did nothing to distinguish himself by throwing 5 picks against the Chiefs. Up to that point, Plunkett had an up and mostly down NFL career. After winning the 1970 Heisman Trophy, Plunkett was the number 1 draft choice of the then Boston Patriots. After having a promising rookie campaign, Plunkett struggled for the next 6 seasons, 4 with the Patriots and 2 with the 49ers. In 1978, he joined the Raiders as a backup. Things looked bleak going into Week 6 against the 4-1 Chargers, but the Raiders pulled off an upset, Plunkett threw only 14 passes, but completed 11 without an interception. Kenny King gained 138 yards rushing, but the big news was on defense, where the Raiders forced 6 turnovers and sacked quarterback Dan Fouts 7 times. The Raiders won 38-24. Next up were the defending Super Bowl champion Pittsburgh Steelers. Surprisingly, the Raiders traded All-Pro tight end Dave Kasper during the week. But what the team got in exchange was too good to pass up. A first-round draft choice and 2 second-round choices. And the Raiders had a solid player to replace Kasper and 3-time Pro Bowler Raymond Chester. The trade wasn't a disruption, as Plunkett played a great game, passing for 247 yards, 3 touchdowns, and again, 0 interceptions. And a shootout, Oakland beat the Steelers 45-34. Under the steady leadership of second-year coach Tom Flores, the team then went on to win their next 4 games, making it 6 wins in a row. With an overall record of 8-3, 5 games remained on the schedule. But it wouldn't be a cakewalk. Only 1 of their remaining opponents had a losing record. The Raiders went 3-2 in those games to finish the season at 11-5. The good news was on defense, where the Raiders led the league in forcing turnovers with 52 for the season. And they were 2nd in the NFL with 54 sacks. And defensive back Lester Hayes led the league with 13 interceptions. Best of all, the 11-5 record was good enough to get the team into the playoffs as a wild card entry. The first playoff game was the Houston Oilers and former Raiders quarterback Ken Stabler. The Raiders weren't very welcoming to their former signal caller, who had 2 interceptions, and the defense kept hard-running Earl Campbell in check, holding him to 91 yards rushing. The Raiders won going away, 27-7. Next up was a trip to brutal cold Cleveland and a matchup with the Browns. The game time temperature hovered near 0 degrees. The Raiders were up 14-12 with less than 1 minute to play. But the Browns had the ball at the Raiders' 13-yard line. Things looked bleak. That's when the defense stepped up once again. Defensive back Mike Davis intercepted a Brian Sipe pass intended for tight end Ozzie Newsome, and the Raiders were on their way to the AFC Championship game against the Chargers in sunny San Diego. Defense wasn't the storyline in that game. Even though San Diego outgained the Raiders in yardage, 434-362, they also committed 3 turnovers to 0 for Oakland. And the Raiders won 34-27. In a script few thought possible, the Raiders were on their way to the Super Bowl, where they'd face the Philadelphia Eagles. There, the Silver and Black attack dominated the Eagles, who had defeated Oakland in Week 12. The defense limited Pro Bowl running back Wilbert Montgomery to just 44 yards rushing. The defense had 4 turnovers during the day, 3 through interceptions made by linebacker Rod Martin. On offense, running back Kenny King turned a short pass into an 80-yard touchdown, and Jim Plunkett threw for 261 yards, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, and was named the Super Bowl MVP. The Raiders won the game 27-10 to become one of the most unlikely teams in NFL history to win a Super Bowl.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One Gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One Shop, check out the thousands more of unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items. Plus, get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes.